Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday morning. Now, I don't know how you think about your mind in relationship to your life, but I wonder how often, rather than simply living our life, we try to strategize how we're living our life and what we're doing with our mind. As I look through social media each day, as I chat to different people, I feel like there is a huge amount of effort that goes into coming up with different strategies, and even when it comes to something as innocent as meditation. I was chatting to someone the other day and they said, meditation, I've tried it, but it just doesn't really work for me. And I said, what do you mean it doesn't work for you? And they said, well, you know, I sit there and thoughts come up regardless. And well, sure, yeah, that's part of meditation, witnessing the thoughts, getting comfortable witnessing the thoughts. And they said, yeah, but it didn't stop the thoughts. And that very idea suggests that there was a strategy, as in, if I do this, I will get that. And meditation, it's not really about that. We're not doing it to get something. We're doing it to understand the mind. And we understand the mind by stepping back and witnessing the mind, watching the mind, rather than being involved in it. If we're thinking about different strategies, that's just more thinking. If you think about the original idea of meditation, where there is no sense of trying to stop thoughts, no sense of trying to stop or change the mind in any way at all. We're simply creating an environment where we can witness the coming and going of thought and emotion, and in doing that, we can start to see our mind more clearly. There is something in that approach that if we were to bring into the rest of our life, might simplify things in some way. Maybe there are things that do require a lot of planning. In fact, I'm sure there are some things that require a lot of planning, that require some strategy. But I wonder how often, rather than thinking about things and rather than focusing on the result, if we were to focus more on the intention and if we were to focus more on the approach of what we're doing in that moment, then probably there's a pretty good chance that the result's going to take care of itself. So whether it's within your meditation or whether it's within everyday life, maybe noticing that temptation to get caught up in thought, and maybe just experimenting, letting it go and instead just focusing on that idea of witnessing, observing, being present for that moment as nature itself unfolds. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.